Now, in verse 1, chapter 24, in his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. You see, Jehoiakim had been put on the throne by the Pharaoh in Egypt. And now Nebuchadnezzar comes up at this particular time, and he didn't like Nebuchadnezzar, apparently, so he rebelled against him. And what happened? Verse 2, and the Lord sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, bands of the Syrians, bands of the Moabites, bands of the children of Ammon. You see, this man, Nebuchadnezzar, is now uniting his kingdom and bringing all these peoples together. And he's sending this great army now against Jerusalem. And he sent them against Judah to destroy it according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servants the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord came this upon Judah to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did. I told you that Manasseh was the rascal. And if the glory didn't depart during his reign, nothing that would happen afterward cause it to depart. And because these people did not depart from the sins of Manasseh, they're going now into captivity. And also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. They say that God will pardon all sin. Yes, if you'll come to him. But there are certain sins that are not pardonable, and I want you to listen very carefully. Christ died for all of them, but they are not pardonable because men don't come to Christ. My friend, that's the only place in the world that you'll ever have your sins forgiven, is to come to the one who died for you, paid the penalty for your sins. Who else can forgive you your sins? He alone is the way and the truth and the life. Now we are told the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Gets a little complicated here now. Notice what happened. So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. The king of Egypt came not again anymore out of his land. Why? Well, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt under the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. Now, this is interesting to note. This is the exact land that God had vouchsafed to Abraham and those that came after him. Well, why don't they have it? The king of Babylon has it now. Well, they've sinned against God, and they've turned away from God, and that is the condition which are going to occupy the land. Now, Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he began to reign. He reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. His mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. And notice this, same old story. It gets a little monotonous. He did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father had done. At that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem. The city was besieged, and Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city, and his servants did besiege it, and Jehoiachin, the king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he and his mother and his servants, his princes, his officers, and the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign. Now the king and all the nobility are carried away in the first deputation that go into captivity. This took place about 605 B.C. Now he carried out thence all the treasures of the house of the Lord, the treasures of the king's house. He cut in pieces the vessels of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord, as the Lord had said. He carried away all Jerusalem, all the princes, all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen, smiths. None remained save the poorest sort of the people of the land. And he carried away Jehoiachin to Babylon, and the king's mother and the king's wives and his officers, and the mighty of the land. Those carried he into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon. Now, it's a sad, sordid, sorry story, you see. Now, we find the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, his father's brother, king in his stead. Changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah is the last king. He's the uncle of Jehoiachin. Zedekiah was 20 years old when he began to reign. He reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal. You see, going way back, to this woman that we had that was the mother of Jehoahaz. That would make him, you see, the uncle of Jehoiachin that's being carried away in captivity. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that Jehoiakim had done. He didn't improve. You'd think that the captivity would sober him. It did not at all. You see trouble. Well, do one of two things for an individual. Either soften you or harden you. Either draw you to God or draw you away from God. You can never be the same after trouble or suffering. Now will you notice, verse 20, for through the anger of the Lord it came to pass in Jerusalem, Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Now again, false prophets said, look, God's on our side, but God's not on your side. And that is something that a great many people today need to be very careful about. I have had people say, well, I know this is God's will. He's revealed it to me, and they do whatever they had in mind to do. And God wasn't in it. And they failed in that. I know missionaries that went to the field, then came back. I had to say, as one young man said to me, I made a mistake in going out. But I said, you told me that you were in God's will. You were sure. Well, he said, I thought so. You better not think so. You better be sure when you begin to talk about God's on your side. Remember, the false prophet said that God's on our side, but God wasn't on his side. God said, I'll fight against you. I'll send you into captivity. I want to make sure, not that God's on my side. I want to make sure that I'm on God's side, friend. This idea of talking about my will is God's will and not always true. Somebody said to me, you ought to have more faith that God's going to heal you completely. I don't have that kind of faith. Sorry, I don't have it. I don't know what God's will is. But I want you to know this, I'm in his hands. And whatever his will is, I'll have to accept it. I'll bow to it. But we need to be very careful about this. The false prophets, giving them false propaganda. Now, notice what happens. This man comes up again. Actually, Nebuchadnezzar came three times against Jerusalem. The first time, you see, he didn't destroy the city. He just put Zedekiah in as king.